You better watch out, you better start to cry. Better not shout, I'm telling you why. Psycho City's coming to town.
Well, the skeptics and all the people have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Live, pal.
And I have half the brain that you do.
Trying to make me look like a jackass.
Guess who's back? Back again. It's Sid's back. Power bombing again. We're back after a week's absence. It's the 29th episode of I Don't Know Shit, the Lifetimes of Psycho Sid. I'm your host, Brent Piles. That's my co-host, Sparks. He's behind me chewing on his toy. And if you don't like that, go fuck yourself. And with us, as always, is my co-host, at GRSNut, Glenn Abbott. Glenn, how are you doing?
I agree with you entirely. If you don't like dogs and dog sounds, then this is not the place for you.
This isn't the podcast for you. Sorry.
I'm doing well, thank you.
We missed a week of sitting, but you got plenty of content because I think I put a show out every day last week but one day. So,
thanks to WrestleMania.
Thanks to WrestleMania, yes. It was a very eventful, busy WrestleMania.
And to be fair, we to watch all the content that was out there, we needed that week off.
Yeah, we really did. It was, and then my son was in the musical at school, and I saw that three times.
Yeah,
there was a lot going on last week. It wasn't that I would have had time to record the Warring Attitude podcast last week, but I would have had no time to watch the show. So I would have went. Well, I read this happened.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
three times you went and saw that. That is real. That is real fatherly dedication.
I wasn't gonna miss any of them. I had to go to every single one. I mean, when Xavier played football, we went to every game. So, I come from a family of dad wasn't coming to shit. So I was. That's never gonna be me. That was never gonna be the father I was gonna be. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a whole different podcast for a whole different feed, maybe for a therapist. I'm not sure, one or the other. But the way me and Glenn work our way through therapy is we just watch Sid say nonsensical things, sometimes things that make sense, and we watch him beat up people. That's how we feel better, don't we, Glenn?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. And we hope that you can do the same as well, Glenn. So I think this is our last. He may make a run through Memphis here and there, but after this, he's going to be on his way to the World Wrestling Federation to be a bodyguard for a very known superstar who may be running NXT right now. He's definitely running NXT right now. If you can't figure out who that is, then I can't help you. But there was a new tag team on the scene, Glenn, and they thought that they were going to make a little bit of noise, and they're going to find out who's the one not to mess with in USWA, if you know what I mean, Glenn. So let's hear from this new tag team.
And I want to introduce my new tag team.
Come on, wait, Big.
What? Don't rush me. I'm telling you right now, Big Daddy Cyrus and Crusher Bones, they are on the scene.
Well, that's who they are. This is Big Daddy Cyrus right here, Crusher Bones over there, and they're in with Big Business Brown.
Well, let me tell you something, Les Russell. I heard there was a lot of tough people here. Gary the King Lawler, Bill Dundee, Brian Christopher, except God named Sid Fisher. Apparently, get out of my face, brother. Let me do the honor. Let me introduce myself. They call me the man. And I am Sid Fisher. And let me give you, as anyone else, an open invitation to the devil's den, my friend. And the lucky thing is, I have the key. So anytime that you want to get to know me a little bit, let me know, baby. So I will take you in there. I will have you all fix up, you down, and you will never walk again. the best that rules the world.
You ask the question, who they are, Willard. Yeah, okay. Big Daddy Cyrus, Pressure Bowls with Big...
It's Big Daddy Cyrus and Crusher Bones, Glenn.
They don't have names like that anymore, do they?
No, they really don't. Especially Crusher Bones. Like, that's not even clever.
No.
What's his middle name? Yor?
And he just... Sid looked one look at him, and he sort of backed off.
Well, he ain't Crusher in those bones, I'll tell you that much. Not that night he wasn't. You mean you don't know about the prestigious tag team of... I don't even remember the other guy's name anymore. Do you remember? It was
Big Daddy something.
Big Daddy Cyrus. That's what it was. Big Daddy Cyrus and Crusher Bones. And I think that was Big Daddy Cyrus's little brother who was their manager. I don't think that's really true, but I'm just going to say it was.
Well, no. Don't hear anything more of them, so...
Oh, we're going to see a little bit more of them, Glenn.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, after this.
Yeah, no, after this, we'll probably never, ever hear of them again. You're right. But the first thing we're going to watch is old Sid's going to defend his USWA Unified Championship against one Jerry the King Lawler. So let's look at some of the highlights from that contest, Glenn. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. There's that beautiful USWA Championship belt. He has hurled the king into the corner. Hey, get out of the back. And now he's slamming him. The mat looks like it has some cocaine dust on it or something, didn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know who left that there. It certainly wasn't Sid or the King.
No. Jerry's really selling this, isn't he?
He is. It looks like they're in a hockey arena because that looked like the, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know. Is hockey a big sport over in the UK?
Not a big sport. It's a sport, but it's not a big sport.
This is a no DQ match. That shot to the testicles is totally legal. Oh, it hits the pal driver. That's got to be it, right? One, two. Oh, no. I'm trying to do it for Sid. Hell no. Oh, now Jerry's going for the ride. Oh, big choke slam. Looks like the fans are rooting for Sid a little bit here.
That kick out, Jerry nearly went as high as it does with a power bomb.
You're not lying. Oh, he took the strap down, Glenn. You know that means business with Jerry Lawler. Oh, working him over with punches. Jerry Lawler, look at him go. And then, we got a ref bump.
There we go.
We got a ref bump in the mat. Huh? Ref bump. Lawler. Oh, here we go. Here's a Spellbinder. That's what they called him, right? Spellbinder. Oh, here we go. What's going to happen?
Oh, it's hit Sid.
What a great time to cut to the crowd. Oh, the referee just come to. One, two, three, and Jerry Lawler has won the Unified USWA Championship belt from...
That looked like that was edited.
What did you say?
I said that looked like that was edited.
It was certainly edited. Not by me.
No.
But it was edited.
No, but it like censored edited.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like, they didn't want you to see what happened. Yeah. Oh, Crusher Bones. See, Crusher Bones and what's his name? Ryan, now beating on Sid. Let's hear a little bit of this.
It turned on Sid.
Yeah, the Spellbinder then turned on Sid. I don't know what happened to Spike Huber. He just up and disappeared.
Yeah.
Maybe Spellbinder and cast a spell on him, you think?
Oh, probably.
That's probably right.
Made him disappear.
Seems pretty logical to me. Or I thought they were going to say something interesting. They're not saying anything interesting. No. So, yeah, they're really just beating on Sid here. Old Sid. I can't believe the poor Spellbinder turning on his friend Sid to a couple of hillbillies.
Yep.
Uh-oh. He just got piled drove by Jerry Lawler. He was fine. Boo! Your name sucks.
Get out of here.
Losers.
He didn't there come you have it. That.
Sid is no longer the champion, and he loses. His friends have turned on him, Glenn. Can you believe this?
Yes. It's wrestling. Of course I can.
You're not surprised in the slightest. So it wouldn't surprise you if I told you that next we're going to watch Once Mortal Enemies, Jerry the King Lawler and Sid Vicious
tag team to take on? Who do you think they're tag teaming to take on, Glenn, if you could guess?
The Steiners?
No, it is not the Steiners. It is. I wish it were the Steiners. It is old Crusher Bones himself and
Big Daddy Cyrus.
Big Daddy. I was going to call him Big Daddy Butch, and I don't even know why, but I was going to. I'm going to go ahead and warn everybody out there that the quality of this is not the greatest, obviously, because I got this off YouTube from 1995. Yeah. So bear with us on the quality of this video. It's the best I could find. Trust me, I looked for more footage of this and a better video of it, and I could not find it. Trust me, I looked.
There's some dodgy videos around at that time.
Yeah, exactly. So here we go. It is Crusher Bones and Big Daddy Cyrus against the King and Sid Vicious. As you can see by what I mean by the video here, it looks like this was shot in someone's basement.
Yeah.
So I believe that's Crusher Bones that he's got up against.
Yeah, Crusher Bones.
They're really working here. I'm not even sure where Sid's at. I don't see him. He must be in the corner.
He just tagged in now.
Okay. All right. Sid's coming in. He's a baby face now, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he crushed her bones in his face with that foot, if you know what I mean, Glenn.
Oh, he did. He crushed a few bones there.
Oh, things are really breaking down.
Jerry Lewis.
I don't know. The tracking on this tape is bad. You remember that back in the day when you had to fix the tracking on the tape on the VCR?
I do.
That's what's happening here. Any person fucking not over the age of fucking 30 has no idea what we're talking about. But Crusher Bones, that shit, motherfucker. He looks like a wannabe Steven Richards. And that's it. 1, 2, 3. Big slap.
Nobody had a cassette player in their car that didn't eat the tape.
Oh, always. And then you have to like wind it back up.
Yeah, get a pencil and wind
it back up. Yeah. Spellbinders hit the ring now and they're teaming up on Sid once again. Ironically, this is going to be his last appearance in the USWA for a while.
Why?
Yeah, they're going to beat him up and send. Oh, they're choking him. They're
choking him with something as well as hitting him with it. His belt or something.
Stick around for our spinoff show, The Life and Times of the Spellbinder. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's where Jerry Lawler is. He's having oral sex with Big Daddy.
he's servicing that man in the corner, yes. Very nice of Jerry Lawler. He came down to Memphis.
Yeah.
Get some ribs and other stuff. All for $12.99.
Come on, Sid. God, wake up. This is your show, not his.
He's got going to, Glenn. I'm sorry, but that's it. That's it. He got his ass whooped, and now he's leaving on a jet plane. He doesn't know if he'll be back again. But don't fret, Glenn. I found a match that we missed when he was with the Skyscrapers with Dan Spivey. And from what I read on the internet, one of these men decided that he didn't want to sell for them in the locker room. He found out pretty goddamn quick that that's probably not the thing that you want to do.
He was going to anyway.
Yeah, he found out he didn't have a choice in the matter. So let's take a look at that, and then that'll be the end of this episode. So here we go. We're back in WCW, obviously.
Oh, yeah, so much better quality.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great, but it's better. He's taking on Avalanche, not bad Avalanche, and Mike Blackwell. Holy. Oh, my God, hold on. He looks like. He looks like if you took one of those Cabbage Patch Kids and they grew up.
Yeah.
And you stuck him in a wrestling singlet.
Yeah. That's did it.
Oh, that's I'm sorry. That's amazing. I can see why they call him Avalanche. Spoiler alert, Avalanche ain't the stupid.
That woman there is not impressed.
No, Glenn, I don't know how she couldn't be. With all that man.
You promised me I was going to come and see Rick Rude, and I get that.
Not this. Oh, somebody's about to get Rick Rude up in this fucking ring here. The cowboy pants here guy was the guy who doesn't want to sell, as you can see.
Yeah.
He didn't sell that slam. He didn't have no choice on that clothesline, though. And now, yeah, I'll give it for the big guy. He said, I ain't getting back in there. This is now between you and them, and I had nothing to do with it.
This is your fault.
Yeah, yep. I'm going to sell.
Yeah.
I think Teddy Long is telling him, don't get back in there, player. You don't want to get back in there, player. They're going to beat the shit out of you, player. Go down and stand in the corner, player. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Not a wise decision. Oh, here's Norman the Lunatic. Oh! 1, 2, 3. He's trying to kick out, but it ain't happening. He still isn't selling. This guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
He takes Louis Anderson, dumps him out. They chuck him out of the
ring. Throws him out.
They're like, no, fuck this. We're going to keep kicking his ass.
Idiot. That's why we kill him. Oh,
it cuts off here soon, but I'm pretty sure they beat him up for a while.
You are going to sell, you bastard. Oh, what an idiot.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why you don't tell Sid and Dan Spivey that you ain't selling. Oh, that was fun.
That is the stiffest we've actually seen them. And they were a stiff pair.
Yeah, they were. And it cut off, and I couldn't find any more of it, but I'm pretty sure they probably beat that guy for a little bit longer.
Oh, probably, yeah. Oh, that was good. Well, that cheered me up after.
Yeah.
Big Daddy Cyrus and Crusher Bones.
We'll look deep into their run when we get to the year 1995 when we watch Memphis Wrestling, and that'll probably be in the year 2045.
All right. Okay.
So if the world's still around, then be on the lookout for that. That'll be great. We are going to start watching some Memphis Wrestling. The Sunday show this week will be us watching an episode of Memphis Wrestling from the year 1983.
Oh, that'd be great quality content as well.
I think it will be. I don't see how it couldn't be. So be on the lookout for that. I'm sure the video quality won't be good, but we'll make something of it because we always do. But that is it. That's all for the episode 29. We'll see you next week for episode 30. But for now, we'll have Glenn say goodbye.
Goodbye.
For all the skeptics and all the people that have a little bit of... Let me do this again.
Oh, it's live, pal.
And I have half the brain that you do!